Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A deadly storm system, including a possible tornado, has plowed through the St. Louis, Missouri area. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer.
The number is up to 4 now, yes.
Again, 4 deaths along with the damaged buildings and downed power lines in St. Louis. The Supreme Court is keeping the block in place, preventing the Trump administration from deporting Venezuelan migrants detained in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Supreme Court maintains its concern about due process, that there has to be a review or a period for would-be deportees to challenge their deportation.
9 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail this morning are still on the run. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson says there are indications they had inside help.
It was a fluid situation. We're still gathering information. We are investigating our own to find out exactly what happened.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The entire state endured a severe weather outbreak, with over 30 tornado warnings issued last night. Now, the National Weather Service offices are out surveying the damage. NWS Twin Cities is looking at St. Croix County, where a tornado was reported seen on the ground, with pictures and videos of it near the town of Roberts. And it looked to be headed towards New Richmond. The skies were green, and this is just 45 minutes outside of Minneapolis. Meanwhile, near Eau Claire in Altoona, softball-sized hail came crashing through windows, busting out windshields on cars, and doing some damage. NWS in La Crosse is in Clark County today, looking at 3 to 4 different spots where twisters may have struck, like Loyal to Colby, which is just about 35 minutes west of Wausau. And the NWS Green Bay is in Marathon County in the Rib Falls area, surveying damage and possible touchdowns in Cronenwetter, too. Ping pong ball-sized hail was reported near there, as well as Stevens Point, where strong rotation was also seen near Plover. The NWS Milwaukee is in Juneau and Mayville in Columbia County, which is about an hour away from downtown Milwaukee. There, roofs are reported ripped off of homes, damage to buildings, power lines down, and trees. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes so far this year on April 28th. 3 of them were rated EF1s and 4 were EF0. EF1 tornadoes have wind gusts of 86 to 110 miles per hour. It's based on the Enhanced Fujita Scale Damage Indicators. So a tornado is actually rated on the damage it does. And this could take some time. I know that the National Weather Service offices are still planning to look at more areas tomorrow, too. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a 3-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There isn't a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there, because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2 out of 3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona is a bad manager? Of course not. The bottom line is, anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some showers around, even a few thunderstorms and breezy, lows in the upper 40s to 50. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day early, then some afternoon sunshine, highs 60 to 65. Partly sunny for Sunday, highs in the low to mid 60s. It's 67 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, stormy Friday night if you're here in Northeast Wisconsin, but nicer in other parts of the state. Great to have you here. And we've got a great show tonight. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be along at 7:35 with a new tunes and excellent conversation. Our question of the night is, what is a food that totally grosses you out? We had a great discussion earlier and got a lot of activity on our social media pages and here on the show. And we resolved a situation with Ollie and another listener, and people came to her defense. It was a lot of warmth and a lot of virtual hugs here on Nightlight. It was, as usual, our listeners are the best. Thank you for being with us tonight. Right now, my guest is Nate Vomhoff. We have a few more minutes with Nate. He is a Milwaukee-based photographer, and he is also a pharmacist, and he takes really cool photos. So I recommend you check out his website, or you can follow him on Instagram, where he posts really cool stuff, too. We've got Nate for a few more minutes here. So, Nate, what do you say to people? Like, when you became a photographer, I assume you had to get an actual camera and learn how to use it and all this intricacies and lighting and lenses and all that kind of stuff. Can you be a real photographer and use an iPhone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, the shot I got yesterday was with the iPhone. So, I mean, you can take incredible photos. The problems come when you're, you know, looking to blow them up larger than life and print them out. Then the quality sometimes goes down a little bit, but the cameras nowadays and phones are pretty powerful.
So what do you take your pictures with? You mentioned a drone, and you mentioned that you did use an iPhone for one, but do you have a specific camera you like, and do you have to change the lenses? Do you light stuff? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I have my drone is a Mavic 3 Pro. The 4 just came out, so I might have to look into getting that one. But then the camera that I have a Sony mirrorless camera, A7 R4, and I do have a couple different lenses. So, and I didn't start with multiple lenses. I started with one and kind of just, you know, reinvested from money I made from photos and just, you know, keep amping up the collection of lenses. So
what do you like? Were you taking pictures before the digital camera became all the rage? Like, did you use an actual film camera? Have you ever used those?
No, I never used a film camera. So right when I started, mirrorless were coming out. So I had a DSLR. And then the mirrorless started taking over the market. So that's when I invested in the Sony camera. And then, I've stuck with that one. I haven't changed it out since I got it. So
nice. Check out Nate's work at natevomhoff.com. All right. So let's talk about some moving pictures, Nate. What kind of movies do you like?
Movies. I'm kind of all over the board. I'm always down for a good horror movie. Try to scare myself once in a while.
Nice.
Besides that, I'm kind of excited for this Lilo and Stitch remake to come out.
Oh wow!
It's the nostalgia of that. I don't know. It's a fun movie. Elvis Presley. You know.
Okay. Very cool. So, do you have a typical genre you like, or do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home?
I am going to be honest, I'm not a huge movie person. I like to
Okay.
be outside and hanging out with the dog out there and,
All right.
stay
So
outside of the house.
you're probably not binge watching any TV shows you could recommend then either.
No, I keep hearing
Okay.
how great White Lotus is, and I have not started it yet. So we'll see if we get there.
All right, very cool. Do you have a food that you find absolutely disgusting, something that you just can't eat?
I keep coming back to I don't like mushrooms. Don't put
Oh.
mushrooms in anything. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Some people like them. I was told growing up that they don't have a taste, so I figured why put them in things if they don't have a taste? So, and then it's a texture thing.
Fair enough. Nate, have a great night. Thank you for your time. Continued success behind the pharmacy counter and behind the camera. Keep doing what you do. It's great stuff.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Nate Baumhoff. Check out his website, natebaumhoff.com. You can follow him on Instagram. He's got great photos of Milwaukee, some of Madison, and then he's got San Francisco. He did, and I think there's merch there too. I meant to ask Nate about that. I think he has a calendar, a Milwaukee photography calendar you can check out if you're really into Milwaukee. That could be kind of cool. So Conrad, someone else is coming to the not the defense of your mom, but Tom from New Berlin also says, I guess he's being adversarial. Sauerkraut is a love drug, helps with gut, plus it has vitamin C and lactic acid, which helps with libido. Nature's Viagra. Except, Tom, if your breath smells like sauerkraut, girls aren't going to get near you, or guys, or
Yes.
whatever. So I
You
don't
know,
know.
my dad loves sauerkraut, I think. So I think he's told me that it has good benefits to it. I can't get past that. Like, I've tried it before. I've gave it a
Yeah.
chance. And every time I try it, I'm like, this just doesn't taste good or smell good.
Yeah, I have ta I mean, I don't mind the taste of it. Like if it's on a brat, it's not ever something I seek out, but I'll put some on a brat. I've had that. It's not too bad. But Tom,
Yeah.
is your dad giving you advice? Like
He
or
always
like
tries to get me to try some new stuff, I think. And the one that he comes back to is liver. He likes it.
Wow, yeah, that's a
I'm sorry,
generational thing, I think.
I'm not putting that anywhere near my mouth or my
Well,
nose.
that's one of our popular answers tonight. And Steady Eddie says, Pete, as a kid, I would not, could not eat liver and onions. Couple puke emojis. He says, as a kid, I wouldn't eat liver and onions. No one could make me. I still don't, never will. Final answer, Steady Eddie. That was from the heart. That did not have Steady Eddie's normal, composition of his text.
He does
Steady
not
Eddie.
like it.
He's not a fan. And a lot of people, I would say that's our winner tonight so
Yeah.
far. Anyway, we got a ways to go. But oh, here's a good one. Nick from Marshall, he's in the 608. He says, the smell of Limburger cheese grosses me out. I have to be honest, there are some cheeses I like, but some cheese, the smell, I agree. Some cheeses just have a disgusting smell. Nick says, my grandfather used to eat all kinds of disgusting food, including a possum. Oh, no. That's horrible. And he says, and I also have an uncle who is a retired chef and also said possum is delicious when cooked the right way. Yeah, when cooked as chicken or steak. That's terrible. I'm having trouble getting through Nick's text just because I cannot fathom eating a possum just from the way they walk into the darkness. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
But Nick continues. He says, don't know about you and Conrad, but the thought of eating possum makes me want to. Four barf emojis. Nick is not holding back. Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. That sounds really disgusting. I looked up some gross foods here, and these are great ones. Where is that? I just had that here. One of them was bat soup. Here's another one, bull penis.
Yeah, that's, I don't think I'd try that.
And here's what it says about the bull penis. You can read into these puns if you like. The bull penis, the long and short of it is, bull penis is featured on menus in China and is purported to have aphrodisiacal powers. I believe that. I guess.
The shape of it?
Yeah.
when it comes up.
Female bull, it gets your motor running, but it doesn't do anything for me personally.
I don't think I would try that, if I'm being honest.
I'd have to be pretty damn hungry. Here's another one. Jell-O salad. Oh, that's... I'm not a fan, but I that wouldn't be high on my list.
Is that like... Jell-O salad, is that just a bunch of like cube Jell-Os? Like, in a bowl?
This is like a Jell-O mold. Like, it looks like a Bundt cake. There's probably like cocktail weenies in it or something.
Oh,
here's another one. Sheep eyeballs. Yeah, that's pretty gross. Licorice, black licorice. I'm not a fan, but I wouldn't put it up there high on the list.
No, but it is gross.
Here's one, Conrad. You ready for this? Mouse wine. Found in parts of Korea and China, allegedly helps treat all kinds of medical conditions. The drink is essentially rice wine infused with, where are we going here? I lost my place. Rice wine. Rice wine doesn't sound good. Oh, it's already, I had to click on the link and it goes all the way down. Bull, there's another one called Bull Member. They have a picture of it. Oh, that's just awful. All right, so that's our question of the night, folks. You still have time to get in on the fun. What is your what is a food that totally grosses you out? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cliff Wall, he's watching on Facebook. Our pal Cliff Wall says, Pete, cooked red cabbage, one notch worse than sauerkraut. Cliff has his bad foods. He has a notch system. Thank you, Cliff. Dave, listening on the stream, says, any mud bug. I don't even know what that term is. Any mud bug, lobster, shrimp, crawfish, scallops, clams. Wow, Dave. I can eat all those. Crawfish I'm not crazy about. But all the other stuff, clams, oysters, lobster, shrimp, scallops, I can do all that. But a lot of people don't like the shellfish. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. You know?
I absolutely love it, but
I do too, but it's polarizing. Nick, also from Nick, same Nick from before, from Marshall, from the 608, he says, I would imagine Rocky Mountain oysters would taste disgusting too. Those are. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad says, the one food I have always not been a fan of is head cheese. That's so gross. I don't even fully know what head cheese is, but I've heard it throughout the course of my life. Look that up right now if you would, because I would love to know what that is. I've never bothered to look into it. I just knew it was never getting anywhere near my pie hole.
You ready?
Steve says, hang on a second. Okay. Steve says, even on a cracker, it still sucks. Even on a cracker. On another note, sorry, Conrad, on the canned tuna. You know it was your cats Toby and Raskus favorite. Oh, maybe that's why, Conrad.
You know, it was the smell. When I'd come home from school and I could smell tuna, I'd instantly go downstairs or go outside. I just couldn't do it.
Ronnie from Oregon confirms that escargot is a snail. Yes. I did know that. I just forgot. All right. So what is head cheese? What are we looking at here?
The picture looks disgusting. It says a meat jelly made from the head of pig or calf, sometimes sheep or cow. There's no dairy product and contains no cheese.
No cheese. No kidding. Oh, that's so bad.
It looks gross.
I've seen pictures of it. Yeah, I would never go anywhere near it. Tom from New Berlin says, my food was fried liver. My parents loved it, but my mom made liver dumplings and served them in a beef broth. Boy, I could probably read all these texts later and vomit.
I was saying the same thing.
Just terrible. Tom also says the broth made it acceptable. Okay, so Tom muscled it down. That's good. Gizmo, he's listening from the 920. I think that's our pal Gizmo.
Kinda. Yeah.
He says head cheese. It's not cheese so much as it is made of pig face parts and gelatin. It's so gross, and people ate it all the time back in like the 50s. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says can't stand toad jam and ham in a can. That's so awful. All right, I'm going to go vomit. We're coming right back, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at the bottom of the hour after the news. When we come back, I've got a great clip about how they found George Costanza. That's coming up. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talk around the problem, building towers for science.
Tell
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. This is a Friday version. It is an almost weekend version of Nightlight. Great to have you here wherever you are listening, whether it's on the stream or the app or the radio. It's great to make your acquaintance here. Conrad is riding shotgun. Our question of the night is, what is a food that really grosses you out? And wait, did we read this one from Monica? Oh, those are new. Okay, I got to go back because I almost missed a text from, I think it was Monica from Mount Horeb. So let's leave that. Let's read that one before we move on to the clips. Oh, it was Lori from Hayward. She's in the 715. She says, don't think I can handle blood sausage. That sounds awful. You asked about the ham salad or ham spread. That basically is ham ground up with fine chopped pickles, onions, and mayo. My sister and her family both love it. But she does not, because another puke emoji. I've seen a lot of puke emojis tonight, folks. And Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, right before the break, referred to ham in a can as toe jam. Can't stand toe jam and ham in a can. Oh, this is bad. Monica from Mount Horeb says, oh, wait a minute. Nick from Marshall is giving us more advice here. He says watermelon is actually an aphrodisiac.
All right.
Yeah, if you're Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene, you have to see that movie to understand that reference. And maybe you don't want to. Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, thanks, Pete. Thank you, Tom, buddy. Great to have you listening, as always. Monica from Mount Horeb says, for Conrad, I didn't think I liked sauerkraut either until I made some fresh. Don't eat the nasty vinegary stuff in a can. I bought a jar of Polish sauerkraut in white wine. It was delicious. What does that do for you, Con? Anything?
You know, I'll give it one more try if it's made fresh. But is so the stuff at the ballpark isn't fresh, I'm guessing. That's the stuff that's vinegary.
I don't know. But I don't mind it, but it probably does taste a lot different if you make it fresh. Nick from Marshall, Oh, Nick from Marshall clarifies. I knew it was something like this. He says Rocky Mountain oysters is another name for bull testicles. So there are people that eat bull penis and bull testicles.
I'll skip out on both.
Bunch of pervs. Conrad's dad checks back in. The secret to great sauerkraut is brown sugar. Shredded fresh potatoes. Cook all the sauce in a pan. Add a great brat on a brat bun. Ketchup, fresh diced onions, and you have perfection. So your mom and dad must have some issues when your dad is craving sauerkraut.
Yeah, my dad eats all the gross stuff.
All the Wisconsin foods that are popular. Wasn't your dad, didn't he like the ground beef on a cracker with an onion? Was he one of those guys?
Yeah. I think my dad will eat about just anything besides head cheese.
Jim from Appleton looks up head cheese, second cousin. Look up souse. S-O-U-S-E.
Head cheese's second cousin.
What is it? Is it horrible?
It's a pickled meat dish often made with pig's feet.
Oh, God. No, thank you, Phil. Next time I do a bad food-related question, slap me. All right, so I found this clip. I thought this was really cool. Do we have time? How long is the Seinfeld clip where he's talking to Howard Stern?
It's about 1 minute and 20. We got time.
All right, let's try that, and let's try to see if we can squeeze in the other one, too. But let's start with Jerry Seinfeld telling Howard Stern about how he finds his material. I thought this was fascinating.
I'm never not working on material.
So
ever.
even when you're sitting with your wife, you're sitting with the kids, it's material.
Every second of my existence, I'm thinking, could I do something with that?
That to me sounds torturous. Like you cannot
why?
Let go. So if I came over to your house and we were hanging out, you're kind of really looking for material.
I'm looking for material.
But that's
all the time.
That's being at work 24 hours a day. It's neurotic.
Making jokes is not work. It's a gift.
How the hell can sit and remember all of this material?
What else have I got to do?
That's your day? You memorize this material?
Howard, you do it over and over and over. You say to Tiger Woods, I how do you remember which club to use? What the hell else has this guy got to do?
So when someone says to you, oh, you have it so easy, you're so naturally funny and blah, blah, blah. Yes, you are naturally funny and you do have that ability to figure that stuff out, but they don't realize the amount of work that goes into it.
It's like going into the gym every day.
It's hard.
You know how you walk in every day and you go, oh, geez, I got to do this again.
Yeah, it sounds like a tortured life. And you say
it is.
It is.
But you know what? Your blessing in life is when you find the torture you're comfortable with.
I can't argue with that.
And it's marriage, it's kids, it's work.
It's work.
It's exercise.
Yes.
It's not eating the food you want to eat.
Right.
Find the torture you're comfortable with and you'll do well.
That is so great. Find the torture you're comfortable with. Love that line. Do we have time for the other one?
Yeah.
I love this. This is Larry David talking about when he found George Costanza, Jason Alexander, the actor. This is a great clip, too.
Hardest part to cast was George. We went through a lot of actors for George. And then we got a tape that was made in New York. Jason was in New York. And he had auditioned with a casting director. So it was just him sitting on a chair with no background, reading from the pilot script. And I saw about 10 seconds of it. Mm. Honest to God, I saw 10 seconds of it. I said, turn it off. There he is. You know, an unbelievable actor. I can't imagine anybody else having done that role. Mm. And never won an Emmy, which is a crime.
Like, I thought that was really interesting how they found George. And I listened to another interview recently where Jason Alexander was talking about that, how he didn't think he had a chance because he was on like a VHS tape that somebody put him on. But so I thought that was interesting. One of those situations where they sent everybody home because they got their guy. But also that he never won an Emmy. Like, George is almost universally everybody's favorite Seinfeld character. Never won an Emmy. I didn't realize that until I watched that interview at 4 o'clock in the morning when I sent it to you, Conrad. You were probably sound asleep.
Yes, I was snoring.
All right. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, our pal Terry Barr joins us right after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. A deadly storm system, including a possible tornado, has plowed through the St. Louis, Missouri area. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer.
The number is up to four now, yes.
Again, four deaths, along with the damaged buildings and downed power lines in St. Louis. The Supreme Court is keeping the block in place, preventing the Trump administration from deporting Venezuelan migrants detained in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
The Supreme Court maintains its concern about due process, that there has to be a review or a period for would-be deportees to challenge their deportation.
Nine of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail this morning are still on the run. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson says there are indications they had inside help.
It was a fluid situation. We're still gathering information. We are investigating our own to find out exactly what happened.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a three-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There's not a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there, because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2 out of 3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona's a bad manager? Of course not. The bottom line is, anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film, despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever, and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some showers around, even a few thunderstorms and breezy. Lows in the upper 40s to 50. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day early, then some afternoon sunshine. Highs 60 to 65. Partly sunny for Sunday, highs in the low to mid 60s.
Currently, it's 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Terry!
Hi!
Hi there! And welcome, everybody, back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba with my co-host for the segment, Miss the lovely and talented, and her taste in music is not surpassed by anyone, Terry Barr. How are you, my friend? Great to see you.
You as well. Happy Friday. I know we often chat on Friday and just, you know, how have you been? How's the week?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. This week has been something once again, but here we are to enjoy some great music together.
Absolutely. And I have to ask you right out of the gate, Terry, do you have a food that makes you want to hurl or something you totally grossed out at? That's our question of the night. I know it's terrible.
You know, I think for me, and oh, my dad would be so mad about this, liver and onions.
That's the hands down winner tonight.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people do not like liver and onions.
Oh, I can't do it. That and pea soup.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow. I could see that. I've come around on pea soup over the years, but I understand why people don't like it. It's got a horrible color and it's just, I get that.
And I guess I don't like peas anyway, so it's like, ugh, yucky.
Yeah, crushing them up and heating them up only makes it worse. Mm-hmm. We've got to, on the stream, Joseph Wolf says, cannot do slimy texture foods, okra, cooked spinach, etc. Okay, I can see that. And Kurt Krause says, I'm a big fan of kraut. I like it best with fried garlic and onions as I pan fry Italian sausage in olive oil. Well, that actually sounds pretty good.
The kraut does sound good.
Yeah, the kraut absorbs the salt and all the other flavors. It's amazing. All right, Kurt. Well, I think you need to have all of us over for your kraut. Kurt Krause's kraut. I think you got something there, buddy.
I like your idea, Pete. We're coming over.
Let's do it. Let's go get some kraut at Kurt Krause's house. How are you tonight, Terry? It's good to see you.
I'm good. I am good. I know we're a week away from Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. And, you know, everybody should take some time, obviously, to think about those that sacrificed for all of us, for what we are able to do. There's also, if you like music, as we always talk about, there's a huge music event in Madison on Memorial Weekend, and it's free. It's free to get in.
Wow.
It's called Pop Fest, and the music goes day and night on, I think they're up to 4 different stages.
Really? Wow, that sounds fantastic. I remember you talking about that last year. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, let's get to it. You've once again outdone yourself. You have these two great artists you're going to share with us tonight. Who should we start with?
What do you feel? I try to bring a little difference to you. Yeah. So we've got some blues. We've got some jazz. What are you feeling first?
I think, should we go with the longer song is Tony's song. So should we go with that first and maybe and then segue into Marissa? Okay. So tell us about Tony. Is it Kamen?
It is. Nicely done.
Tony Kamen. Thank you. Yeah. Tony Kamen and the Soundgarden crew. I love that name.
New band. They have names in this band that are incredible that I've heard from around Southern Wisconsin, and they even stole a bunch of the horn players from another really great blues band, the Jimmies.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how they pulled that off, or I don't think they're sharing them either. I think they are now with Tony. Who knows what's going to happen. I know the Jimmies, they have their own horn section, but, this is very cool. Tony and everyone else in this band, they've all been around, played Wisconsin for years. In fact, Tony's music career goes back to the 1970s when he did rock. Got a little older, he decided to go more to the blues, or maybe as we get older, we feel more of the blues. I'm not sure which is more accurate. Yeah.
Maybe both, yeah.
Exactly. And he just really wanted to find a bunch of people that all just really wanted to enjoy playing together. They don't play out a lot. In fact, they actually, as the Soundgarden crew, took a break and only recently got back together as the still fairly new band. And they're going to be on MaxInc Radio to preview some music and some discussions about, you know, why they're back together. They've got a show coming up at the Red Rooster, which is a great blues bar in Madison on nice. May 23rd. But otherwise, you know, from what I've been hearing and reading, they are just really excited to, as a group, get back on stage together.
Yeah, it's when you say new band, they've all been part of other bands, though, right?
Correct. Yes. Okay. And Tony, with the most experience, I'm guessing, of everybody in this band, because, again, he goes back to being in bands that played all around Wisconsin in the 1970s.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we hear the song you picked out, Damn Your Eyes. Is that correct? All right.
This is a favorite of the band. So how could I not pick this one?
Okay. This is Terry Barr. She's got two artists for us tonight, which is fantastic. This is the first one, Tony Kamen and the Soundgarden crew. And this is the song, Damn Your Eyes.
I can do what I want, I'm in complete control. That's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own, I'll be alright alone. I don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to. No more being a fool for you. But I see you, and all I remember is how you make me wanna surrender. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Damn your eyes. You say that you change, somehow you never do. I believe all your lies, I look in your eyes. You make it all seem true. I guess I see what I wanna see. Or maybe my heart's just deceiving me. Cause with that look I know so well, I fall completely under your spell. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Thank you.
Terry, that's awesome. That is, listen, I'm sitting here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's gloomy out, and there's nothing like some blues. You know, it was just a great compliment to this Friday night. And I want to say this, too. I assume that was Tony Cannon. He does not sound like he's from Wisconsin.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, and all the talent. I love how they highlighted all the instruments. And you gotta just let the blues breathe, baby.
It's great. It's okay to, you know what I mean? And it's like, it can't be a dance party every night. I love that,
right?
That chill, yeah. And that vibe for tonight. Yeah. That was fantastic. We have a text for you, Terry. Lori from Hayward, that's the 715, says, "Damn your eyes, great choice, Terry Barr."
Ooh,
nice. All right.
Thank you, Lori. Oh my gosh. Thrilled to be able to share Tony's music with you. You'll hear more if you listen tomorrow night to Max Inc. Radio.
Tomorrow night. That's fantastic. All right. Yeah. You can hear more of, yeah. Are they live in the lair, or are they, you just kind of just.
We're going to play a couple of their songs, but Tony will be in the studio to talk about it, to share some stories. And if anybody wants to, you know, send in questions or their thoughts on the music, we always welcome that.
Very cool. Let's try to talk a little bit about Marissa Balestrieri before the break, and then we can play the song afterwards. Tell us about Marissa Balestrieri.
You know, Pete, I love these stories, and this almost seems too good to be real. So she's from Wisconsin. She also originally from Madison. She goes to Canada, where she gets her Royal Conservatory of Music certificate. From there, she goes to Italy, where she becomes an Italian opera singer.
Oh my gosh.
She's there for years, and this is her life. This is what she does. Then I think she just decides, let's change it up. I've done this opera thing in Italy long enough. What can I do? So she applies for a job on a cruise ship. She moves to New York City, where the cruise is based, and she does this for 5 years. But this is where she meets her husband on the cruise ship.
Let's pick up there. Let's do a quick break and pick up there. This is a great story. All right. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr is here with awesome music, and you're going to want to hear the end of this. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. What you're doing now, it seems like yesterday.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The biggest thing that happens in Wisconsin state government every 2 years is the state budget. And last week at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers took a step forward in the process by voting out more than 600 measures from Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. This has become a familiar step in this era of divided government. This is now the fourth budget proposal that Evers has put forward, and each one has been met with a similar fate. Even as this has become the custom, it doesn't have to be this way. Republicans could honestly honestly engage with this budget and debate it on its merits. There are good, smart proposals here on everything from healthcare to education to childcare to environmental protection. And if there are items here they disagree on, make the case. Have the debate. But by voting everything out and starting from scratch, they are letting down the people of Wisconsin they are elected to represent by refusing to have this debate on a very basic level. We should expect better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, we are back, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night here. We are going to get through a couple texts here, and then the last texts I read are for our guest, Terry Barr. So let's zip through these. And let me also say that on Monday, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be in studio, folks. That will be fun. Kristen is always a blast as a guest. And then my pal, artist and actor Steve Segrin joins the show in the second hour. Steady Eddie says, Pete, did you know that bird's nest soup is actually made from nests of birds, swiftlets, a tropical bird in Asia? The soup consists of birds' solidified saliva and supposedly helps improve a person's skin and digestion. It's rich in calcium, magnesium, and potassium. It sounds tempting, but I think I'm going to pass on the bird's nest soup. I'm going to go with chicken noodle, please. That's Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy. Bridget says, she's in the 818. She says, warm milk, no thanks. And then we have... for our guest, Terry Barr, tonight, a couple of texts. Conrad's dad says, Terry, pea soup is great if you add diced potatoes, onions, diced ham, and fresh whole milk. A winning combination. Does that change your mind, Terry?
No.
Okay.
Unless he's going to make it and I can visit and try his recipe.
Yeah, that might
I would
be
do
impressive.
That. I would try it, but...
Well, now your guests are provoking comments, too, on the stream. Dave says, cruise ships are a great place to try new foods. There you go.
Ah.
Okay. We're learning something here tonight. All right. So you were telling us about your second artist, Marissa Balestrieri. She met her husband on a cruise ship. She's been all over the world. She was an Italian opera singer. What more could you possibly tell us?
It's just, I mean, when I'm telling you the story, I actually have to pause while I'm talking about some of this because... It just seems like it couldn't all be true, but
yeah.
I want to write a book or something, or I will write their unauthorized autobiography.
Do it. Absolutely.
Thank you. So they meet after she leaves the Italian opera. She takes a job with a cruise ship and she's based in New York City. Yay.
Wow.
And she does that for 5 years, but then she meets her husband who just happens to also be a musician. He's originally from Tennessee, but they decided if they were going to go back anywhere, they would come to Wisconsin. So that is where they are now. And together they are putting a new album of original music that they're working on together, but they've moved away from, you know, the Italian, the big voice.
Yeah.
She's now gone more toward jazz, which I think I have heard her mention she just enjoys so much.
Well, this is really cool. I love jazz too. And it says she's also part of a duo, a trio, and a quartet.
I know.
So let's
she's
hear.
Gonna be busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is this song called, Terry? I wrote it down, but I can't find it.
Boy, I should know that too.
It is spring.
I don't know. I can't find it.
Say again, Con.
It's spring.
Pete.
It's spring. Okay, beautiful.
Spring, of course. And you know what's so funny? When I sent you this song, I thought, oh, this is perfect for the way the weather has been. A little stormy in spring, but this song just makes you feel like, okay, this is good. This is good.
This will bring us some actual spring. This is Maria Balestrieri on Bar Band Friday Night. This is a really chill vibe tonight. I love it, Terry.
Are you still awake?
I'm still totally awake. Thank you so much. We got to get out of here. Always fun, okay. My friend. Have a great show tomorrow night. Check
thank
out Max Sick Radio,
happy
everybody.
Friday.
We'll be listening, my friend. Thank you. And thank you to Nate Baumhoff and all your texts and calls about gross food tonight. Thanks, Terry. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least four people have died and others have been hurt in strong storms, including a possible tornado across the St. Louis area. KMOX's Sean Malone is checking out some of the damage.
I'm in a neighborhood called Fountain Park, where looking at some of the houses around here are partially collapsed. A statue of Martin Luther King Jr. in the middle of the park knocked over, along with the majority of the trees in the park snapped in half. The most tragic thing that happened, though, is the Centennial Christian Church partially collapsed
trapping three people inside. I can confirm one of those people died inside, the other two taken to the hospital. Sean Malone for CBS News, St. Louis.
Over 138 million people are under the threat of strong, long-track tornadoes, large hail and wind damage. Flash flooding is possible in the Mississippi and Ohio valleys. A lone guard assigned to watch a cell pod at a New Orleans